Hi everyone, surprise, we've got a special episode today with two very special guests, our children. It's going to be a little chaotic, so hang tight and I hope you enjoy.
Welcome to Embracing Autism, a podcast for parents of autistic children seeking advice and support while spreading awareness and acceptance of autism spectrum disorder. I'm Leah.
And I'm Matt.
And each week we will discuss our journey with autism and talk about how to embrace your child's individuality while providing guidance, tips, resources, and sharing our personal stories. This is
Embracing Autism.
Hey everyone, bear with us. This is going to be a bonus episode as well, but it is going to be a little bit different and probably a little chaotic because if you can hear, we've got a little bit of a special guest. And she doesn't seem to like the idea of other people wearing headsets. So she's not actually wearing anything. She can't hear anything.
Daddy, can you read
But
it?
The idea of other people wearing talk? Them seems to be getting to her.
Yeah.
Tickety Talk to it?
Yeah.
Tickety Talk can wear some earphones.
Boop.
There you go. Good job, Tickety Talk.
What does Tickety Talk say?
Can you say hello?
Hello.
Oh, that's one. That's the younger one. Okay.
Can you say hello?
Hello.
And that's the older one. We just decided to do a quick little short episode because I don't know how long they'll last.
Aww, they are both blue from Blue's Clues.
Oh, they're both acting like blue. Can you guys act like blue? What does blue say? Good job.
Are we skidooing?
So that's actually one of the things that they've learned through their speech therapy school is answering what questions. They also work on the other WH questions, like who and where.
And does Daddy want to talk Tiki Talk?
Do you want to talk to
Tiki Talk? She's very much into Blue's Clues right now. So she has a little Tiki Talk toy. And she insists on making her father speak as if he was Tiki Talk. What about you? You want to say hello?
No.
She said hello.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she said
can
no.
You sing, can you sing a Christmas song? Can you sing Gloria?
No.
Do you want to sing it?
Sing a palm tree?
Can you sing Gloria?
No, only a palm tree.
Oh, you want to sing the palm tree?
Can you put on a phone?
Very quietly, but you can just
can
faintly
you put
hear
on
it.
The phone?
Maybe later, baby. We'll put on the phone later.
Good job. Good singing.
Daddy, will be with Tiki Talk? Will be it? Can you read it with Tiki Talk? Can you be it?
Yeah, good singing. Oh, and somebody wants some reading, huh? So the one obsessed with reading is the older one. She is the one who has kind of like self-taught reading. She started to read at like 2.5.
Yeah.
And she is now 3.5, and she can pretty much read just straight up normally at this point.
Yeah, I think because she was so obsessed with wanting everything. I mean, she would have us read books forwards, and then she would have us read them backwards. And, I mean, where we'd start with the last page, read the last page, and then work to the beginning, and then do that. I mean, the amount of times that we would read the same page, the same book, I mean... hundreds, I mean thousands.
The younger one is kind of like stimming right now because she has the headsets
so
on
she
and
hear.
She can hear herself. Yeah, so she's making a bunch of noises. Oops. She's making a bunch of noises to listen to herself in the headsets.
And she's grabbing your mic.
Oh, there's going to be so many strange noises in this episode. They're tapping the mic
Daddy,
and keyboard and everything.
Tickety-tock?
But we just wanted to bring them
Daddy,
in this episode very briefly,
okay,
really short episode today. Just
talk, tickety-tock?
To show you the progress
can
that
you
they've
talk?
Made.
Okay, I'll talk.
As you can see. Here you go. You can be all done. Good asking. Sure, you can put them on. You can tell that the older one has definitely gone through a lot of speech therapy because she can speak pretty well now at this point. The younger one is still struggling a bit. What do you say? I need You need earphones. Here you go.
Good job. Good ask,
baby.
Here you
go. Good asking. There you go.
But usually, yeah, she'll resort to kind of making sounds versus actually saying words. So, like, right now she was kind of, like, whining, kind of not really saying anything until we actually prompt her of, I want, and then she was able to kind of complete the sentence, I want earphones. Yeah.
It used to be that before the speech therapy...
Can you turn up? She can couldn't. You read it loud?
You want to hear it loud? No, maybe Puppy can share with you.
I think she might be quiet.
It used to be that she could not express her thoughts at all. She couldn't really say what she needed. She would just kind of whine like she was doing now, but it would just be a consistent whine the entire time. And now she's able to ask questions if we prompt it. So we have to kind of... You kind of have to tell her what to do or that's say true. Before she says it. Right. But then she will actually be able to say it.
Yeah, that's true.
Come here, you got
but I mean, overall, I think with her even... Overall, I would think with her just being prompted, it is better than where we were, where she wouldn't say any words.
Yes.
So we are making progress as far as the language. It just needs kind of a little bit like motivation, a little prompting. Instead of just her resorting to just making sounds and expecting people to know what she actually needs. Because, I mean, it works for us where she'll make a sound and we've been around her so much we know what she ultimately needs. But as far as anyone else, they're kind of at a loss.
Yeah. And again, like I said, this is going to be a very noisy episode because we have two autistic children in the studio today. So it's impossible to...
You need more?
Kind of control for all the noise, but
okay, we'll get more upstairs.
We just wanted to share with you a little bit of like their progress and just have them say hello because we talk about them a lot, but they're never here. So that's another thing she likes. So she's asking him to read a book as the voice of Tiki Talk.
Tiki Talk, read a book about loud.
Yeah, you want me to read it out loud?
Yes. So that's something, I guess you're going to have to do it on audio here.
I know.
You want to share everyone your tickety talk voice?
I don't have a tickety talk voice.
She requires that people read stories to her in the voice of different characters. So right now she's requiring that you talk like tickety talk.
Time to go. Okay, hold your thing. Okay, hold your thing.
And then sometimes we will ask her to read things and she will not read them. But if we prompt her to read
can you read a stickity talk?
In the voice of a character, then she'll do it. It's so funny.
Let's see if we can do it. Good job, baby.
Good reading tickety talk.
Money, lunchbox, address book. Fill the pet bowl. One last look. Oh.
What's wrong, baby?
Oh, she's got a Sharpie and...
There's pure chaos in the studio. One of them has a Sharpie. The other one has a cup of I don't know what's in it.
Hopefully we don't need these papers that she's
Nope, this Sharpie-ing. Is all scrap paper. She's good to go.
Is it a word to say she's Sharpieing?
Sharpieing. Oh, it's a permanent Sharpie. Oh, that's even better.
Well,
nothing like a toddler with a Sharpie in your office.
Is that your W-2 or?
My W-2. Oh, goodness. Yep, she is definitely Sharpieing. So, yeah, I mean, honestly, it's kind of difficult to just wrangle them here because the room was unfamiliar to the older one.
She didn't want to even walk into the room. She was kind of nervous. And then we motivated her with a story, her toy tickety talk. And then she also wanted to sit on my lap with a blanket. So
yeah, and
once those conditions were met, she was willing to cross the threshold and come.
And that's a weighted blanket, right? Her weighted one.
No, this is just any. It's just a fuzzy one.
Yeah,
I think it's just she wanted something.
Daddy,
of
can you do it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Am I reading?
Yes.
Can you talk to it?
We can't even get her into rooms that she's not familiar with. So it was a little difficult getting her into the room at first because she'd never been in this room. Because obviously the studio is the room that we don't typically want the kids in.
Right, because just. Things that they could possibly
so many electronics and whatnot. So at first we had to transition her into this room before we could even record this session.
But now the fear is we have to make sure this door is always closed because now that she's comfortable, well, potentially comfortable coming in here, she might want to come in here. If she's...
I got it covered. We have a baby gate.
Well, that too. We just have to make sure it's always closed.
Yeah. So yeah, just wanted to say hello, give a little introduction. These are our kiddos. They've made tremendous progress, and part of our goal is to help you guys out so that if you do have, for example, a nonverbal child, helping you get to the point where you can at least communicate with them, whether it's verbal or nonverbal. Our youngest started off as nonverbal for a little bit, and as you could probably hear, she's singing and chatting. She is now dancing.
But it's very selective of what she will actually voice. So, like, she's really into the Gloria song. I'm not sure what the actual name is.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
So she'll sing, like, the chorus for that because she's loves that song. And then we had to prompt her for something else that she wanted. The headphones.
Yeah, so there's a lot of prompting going on, but... I mean, she's made a lot of progress. She's no longer, I would say, nonverbal.
It's more selective.
Yeah, I'd say maybe she has selective mutism. I'm not quite sure. But she talks when she wants, basically. Right. And then when she doesn't want to, she doesn't. And if she's stressed or overwhelmed, she can't.
And there is a struggle because, like, for us teaching her, just, like, trying to teach her, like, alphabet or anything, shapes, colors, whatever, unless she is motivated to actually participate, she'll just sit there. And or she'll get distracted with something else. So it's very hard for her to voice unless she's really interested with the activity. So,
Granted, some of that is like age appropriate with not knowing how to express yourself. But I feel that for her, it's more a difficulty being able to find the words that she already knows. Because her vocabulary is actually very good. It's just that she tends to not be able to pull on that vocabulary when she needs it.
Right, and it could be partially, because we've noticed that if she is in a good mood, she is more...
Oh, tickety-dock, gonna fall!
Oh, tickety-dock, fell. If she's in a good mood, she's more willing to use language. If she's upset or frustrated or anything like that, she will use just kind of sounds and just kind of be frustrated.
Can you read tickety-dock?
Good question!
Yes, okay.
Good asking.
Well, that one's getting into things, too.
They're always getting into things. That is why they're not usually in this room.
For joy.
But, yeah, I think that overall we've seen quite a bit of progress, and we're going to continue to do the things that we do. Honestly, everything that we've shared in the podcast in terms of communication, in terms of, like, just sensory exposure, things like that, and always taking things at their pace rather than at our pace. Like, right. I know sometimes parents get frustrated because they feel like their kid's not making enough progress, like, fast enough, and they think that, oh, just add more hours, add more time. But I think sometimes it's just a break that they need to kind of just gather and go
from there. Sure, because sometimes they'll be, like, upset and exhausted. So if we just take a break for the day, the hour, however long they need to kind of recharge, we realize that we have a much better... focused or behaved little one that we're able to kind of pick up with where we left off the previous day. So I think I'm just kind of gauging their attitude and how they're doing and kind of go from there. And the other thing that I would like to state is everything that we do mention in the podcast is things that we have tried ourselves. So it's not like we're advocating for things that we haven't tried or done. So we have both approved this message. Is that safe to say, Leah?
Yeah, I would say so. See, I think this is a perfect example. Right now, she has a marker, and she's drawing on a piece of paper. She came to me, and she says, I make two. So I drew the number two, but she freaks out. That's not what she wants. So she's kind of whining. She's pretending like she's drawing with her finger to kind of try to communicate
Daddy,
to me that
can you
has
read
something
it?
To do with writing. But I don't know what it is that she wants. I just know it has something to do with writing. So that's where it gets kind of tricky.
And it might be too advanced. So if we said, like, I want. She
here,
wants earphones.
Here you go. You want some? Come here. Here's some
oh,
earphones.
Oh, maybe she was saying, like, I want two, as in, like,
you
want to
put on earphones? Okay, first give me marker, then earphones.
Okay,
there you go.
So in that case, she was saying, you're using...
Okay. Here, let me get you new paper. You want more paper?
You want to put that in your ear?
Yeah, so if you notice, like, I had to use the first then language there because...
I need more paper.
Yeah, more paper. Because... See, it's very unclear what she wants.
Well, I think in the first case...
Daddy, can you read...
We're going to have to wrap this episode up because my kid is loose with a permanent marker and I can't get her unless
I'm
off
reading a story, like, trying to whisper it in her ear, so... We can.
Okay, here.
But I think in that case, so she was saying that she wanted two. So we thought she wanted the number two, but she was using the word two as in also. So it's just kind of trying to gauge what she actually needs.
Yeah, so in the interest of meeting my child's needs, I think we're going to just wrap this episode up here so I can see if I can figure out what it is that she's saying and needs. Because she's not being very clear, and I'm going to have to do some observation. Come here. Come here. What do you need? Say, I need this one. This one. This is slime. This is called slime. I need slime. I need slime. Can you say, I need slime?
I need slime.
Good job.
And if anyone's interested in the book that I am reading to our oldest, it is Tooth Fairy's Night. So if you hear me awkwardly whispering into my daughter's ear, so
that's
it's not
exactly what it is.
Picking up so on
she,
the audio.
It looks like she found some slime and is now satisfied with that. I had to prompt the phrase, I need slime from her.
I need help.
It is kind of green. Yes. But I think this episode's actually a perfect example of the communication struggles we have with her.
And just the day to day.
Yeah. So I hope that this was entertaining for you guys.
Definitely a challenge to try and say things as well as addressing like the needs of the little ones.
Yeah. But, so you can see why we do this as a bonus episode and not on the regular, because this is very difficult to record.
That's true.
I don't even have my headsets on because the little one took it. So I can't hear anything that we're recording right now.
And the best part is have fun editing.
Oh, I know, right? Actually,
just release this
as is. I don't think
I'm
going to edit this episode, everyone. I think this is just going to be raw because it's going to be too chaotic to edit this one.
Mommy, I mean Ducky.
Okay, we'll go upstairs. Yes, let's go upstairs and get Ducky, and we can put him in the Play-Doh. All right, everyone, I hope that was fun. Hope you all have a very Merry Christmas.
All done.
All right,
we will have a live stream coming up, I believe.
The
17th, is it? It's like the third Friday of December. Follow us on Facebook at Autism Wish and on Instagram at Autism Wish, and we will have the date there for the live stream. I think we're doing like a Christmas-themed live stream. But we will see you then. Thanks for tuning in, everyone, and thanks for being able to stand the chaos that is happening
right
now.
All right, girls, can you say bye-bye?
Can you say bye-bye?
Can you say bye-bye?
Come here. Say thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Good job. Can you say thanks for listening?
Thanks for listening.
Hey. Can you say don't forget to subscribe.
Don't forget to subscribe.
Yeah.
And can you say follow me on Facebook. Come here.
Follow me on Facebook.
Yeah. Come here. Okay. Come here on the mic. Ready? Say follow me on Facebook.
Follow Facebook.
Say at Autism Wish.
Autism Wish.
Thank you.
Autism Wish.
Say thank you.
Thank you.
Good girl.
Good job,
you're
girls.
Welcome.
All right. Bye everyone. Thanks for listening. Merry Christmas.
Alright, bye.
I hope you enjoyed this bonus episode of the Embracing Autism Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and leave us a 5-star review when you can. Follow us on Facebook at Autism Wish and Instagram at Autism Wish to keep up with our recent live streams and other events. Tune into our podcast as it returns for season 3, Hearth and Home, in January 2022. This is Embracing Autism.